Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to another edition of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, baby duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And folks, it is that time of year again. Happening in just a couple of weeks is the annual South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. A celebration of music, film, and interactive experiences happening between March 13th and the 22nd. This event brings hundreds of amazing guests and hundreds of thousands of people to witness future cult hit films, amazing music from all around the world, and even play some video games. This year, the iconic likes of Roger Waters, Trent Reznor, Michael Moore, St. Vincent, Carrie Brownstein, and Shinichiro Watanabe will be holding speeches, panels, and events, bringing their ideas, concepts, and passions to many people in very different ways. This year also marks a very special milestone, the 25th anniversary of Japan Night. Since its beginning in 1996, Benton label owner Audrey Kimura has brought some of the most talented people from Japan to perform in America. And then they traversed the country for a few gigs in New York, Chicago, Vegas, LA, San Francisco, and some other places from time to time. And it's because of Japan Night that I found so many talented musicians from the land of the rising sun, many of which I wanted the rest of the world to know about. I know I've said this many times in the past, but I will keep it short this time around. Without Japan Night, there would be no borders, no race. I owe Aji Kimura everything for unlocking this passion of mine. So every year when the time comes, I do my civil duty to showcase the many Japanese bands that will be at the annual South by Southwest Festival. And many is what we have this year. I often have to fill my playlist with artists from other parts of the world, but at this year's South by Southwest, there are 16 bands from Japan performing. Plus, one certain duo that's related to one of the speakers I mentioned earlier. So here's what I'm going to do, and it's the exact same thing I've done before. I'm going to play an artist, and if you find yourself going to South by Southwest this year, I'm going to tell you where and when you can check them out at the festival. And if you have any trouble with remembering the whens and wheres, you can always go to sxsw.com to get all of this information. Which might be a little bit helpful because some of these artists that I'm going to play, the time of their performances hasn't been made official, so keep your eyes peeled on that website. And some of today's songs you'll be hearing have been brought to us thanks to Audrey Kimura, so another big hontoni arigato gozaimasu to her for sending down the South by Southwest press package. So let's not delay any further and dive into this special South by Southwest 2020 episode. We're going to start the show with a band called Uchikubi Gokumon Dokokai, and normally I would read something from their bio on the South by Southwest site, but odds are you might know this band. If you've ever seen a music video featuring a penguin who refuses to get out of their futon because it's Samurai, then you've already been acquainted with Uchikubi Gokumon Dokokai. They're playing at Elysium on March 20th at 10 p.m. as part of the Japan Night Show. From their EP, Mara Mara Shinmai, this is Kamemono no Urami.
There's no way to lock it all.
EP Wash Away, that was The Fin with Gravity, a band we featured a few times around on our annual South by Southwest show. Touring all over the world, The Fin has since made the UK their home as they've evolved their synth-pop style and grace. You can catch them at 1 a.m. on March 16th at Swan Dive. Also playing that night and venue at 10 p.m. is our next group, Dos Monos, a Japanese rap group that has made one hell of a name for themselves in the hip-hop circles, with South by Southwest being their very first time playing in America after taking the UK, South Korea, and France by storm. And holy fuck, they're wicked talented. Dos Monos will also be performing on March 19th at Javelina, with a time yet to be determined as of this podcast. From their album Dos City, here's Clean Ya Nerves.
Just a cold bitch, got a stallion, lagging your head. Ah, shit! Mosquito, I'm like a bitch, guys, getting shit. 널 위로 가스크랩 빠져라 파트 널 락을 너 스카라로 테이스를 피해 세탐은 랑톤 미스 CL 너 오리지널 민슈가는 너 거리가 사이코는 쇼
바로바로의 뭐 안드로이드 마무리 템 무사포
카이라카이로 가기를 나지 넥스
바로바로의 뭐 안드로이드 마무리 템 무사포
Yonawo with Mademoiselle. They were founded in 2017 in Fukuoka, showcasing a huge passion for all kinds of music. Hence why they don't find themselves under some genre label. If you'd like to see what they're like live, you have two chances to see them on March 16th at Swan Dive at 11 p.m. and at the Sheraton Backyard on the 18th at 7 p.m. Up next is Haru Nemuri, which, if my Japanese isn't wrong, and it might be wrong, her name translates to Sleepy Spring. Her debut album, Haru Toshuru, gained a lot of traction across the indie music world as she spread her sounds across Asia and Europe in support of it. You can catch Haru Nemuri at Elysium on March 20th at 1 a.m. From Haru Toshura, this is Narashite. We'll be right back.
pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Faith No More and Mr. Bungle's Mike Patton, so much so that he signed them to their label 2 decades ago. That was X-Girl with The Crown of Dr. Kieroninstein. Reminds me a lot of Gwar's Saddam Agogo. The band has since been on hiatus for a very long time, but fortunately reunited back in 2018. You can catch them at Elysium on March 20th at 9 p.m. Originally from Japan but now residing in Chicago, Sen Morimoto has been crafting jazz rap all on his own. He's even made a name for himself as co-owner of the Chicago label, Scooper Records. Sen Morimoto will be performing on March 16th at Swan Dive and the 18th at Barracuda, with both gigs starting at the stroke of midnight. From the album Cannonball, this is People Watching.
Secret Santa, are you gifted? People watching secret cameras. They keep the distance. When you tried, did it make the difference? We've been so dramatic. People watching, they're like, why you laughing? I'm like, why you trying? They're like, stop asking. I let a whole lot pass me. When you tried, was it everlasting? Was it ever answered? The last thing that you ever asked me. People watching, I watch the people pass me. People, persons I don't get along with have the nerve to ask me, are you sure about this? Please don't worry about this. If you don't hurry, you won't never catch me. I said, if you love me and you want me to stay, you just gotta give me the time of the day. You can always tell me how you want it to be. I just have a feeling about a couple of things. She told me that the pleasure and the secret you make is dealing with depression in a meaningful way. She came to the show and I practically beamed. She was dancing and laughing at me. I write songs everywhere I go, everywhere I land. I don't have a band, I don't need a band. I wrote songs in Japan on my grandma's baby grand. She was dancing, clapping her hands. And what do you do if the mirror is looking at you funny? Massachusetts maple syrup, you sweeter than honey. The sunny side of the street is 200 degrees in the summer. And I bet everything I have on it. I put a little Ramataz on it. I'm only sad when I'm mad, honest. But falling out will put you back on it. Hey, I said put a little back in it. I make bad decisions, I make them all the time. We have inner demons, that's a hell of a find. They say a dirty kitchen is some kind of a sign. 20-something vision with my eyes and my mind. I said if you love me and you want me to stay, you just gotta give me the time of the day. You just gotta tell me how you want it to be. I just got a feeling about a couple of things. Time froze but kept count, I wasn't watching. I'm doing this my whole life, almost let it stop me. I wasn't comparing to them, I was just staring at me. I will not ask for the answer, I live in the quest for cheap. Included utilities, who did you give the keys to? Elusive as the words to describe how time in a dream moves. Time froze, I chose love, I won't budge. Most people I haven't met, I don't judge. Or at least that's what I tell me to do. Sometimes it happens if I'm telling the truth. I'm fine, I'm laughing, I'm aware, I'm the fool. On the hill, by the valley, or the planet, by the moon. I'm still feeling love. I said, do you love me, do you want me to stay? She just wanna smoke and watch anime. She can always tell me how she wants it to be. She just has a feeling about a couple of things. I said, do you love me? Do you want me to stay? She just wanna give me the time of the day. She can always tell me how she wants it to be. I just have a feeling about a couple of things. Just said I love you cause you're fucking with me. Just has a feeling about a couple of things. We'll be right back.
びしくしくじりばかりのこの私に満ち足りる日は来るだろうか、夢の叶う日あるだろうか、仏様。
Doom metal and a Sabaton level of classic Japanese literature, that was Ningen Issei with Heartless Scat from their album Shin Seinin. For over three decades, the band has blown speakers and eardrums with a badass level of force and etiquette. To hear more of what they're like, you can catch Ningen Issei at Dirty Dog Bar on March 18th at 1 a.m. And now, something for the anime fans. It's no surprise that Carolyn Tuesday made a big wave in the music world in the duo of Nybrix and Selena, and will be recreating the South by Southwest performance from that show. Only this time, it'll be on planet Earth instead of Mars, on March 17th at 18th over Austin at Hilton Garden Inn, with a time yet to be announced. A making-of panel will also be taking place with series director Shinichiro Watanabe at the Austin Convention Center, room 16AB, that day at 2 p.m. From the second volume of the Carol and Tuesday vocal collection, here are Nybrix and Selena Ann with Beautiful Breakdown.
as I start to express my future flickering, lighting up a path for me. Oh, the sun is upon me. This must be living.
Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast. But mostly, this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I. And then Inferno at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating. And please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. With those backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Our 2019 Japanese Album of the Year winners Otoboki Beaver with Yoban Toite Mojo, which also serves as the opening theme to the Japanese drama series Suzumu Inomata and 8 Mojo. You can catch Otoboki Beaver and their over-the-top punk show at Elysium on March 18th at 1 a.m. Fingers are still crossed they'll tour America afterwards. Our next artist is Wes Atlas, who is a member of the Tokyo-based music and art collective Solgasa. As part of Solgasa, Wes Atlas has stirred up a lot of excitement in the Japanese music scene, thanks in part to his works being featured in Weekly Buzz and Spotify Japan. You can catch Wes Atlas at Swan Dive on March 16th at 8 p.m. Here's a song from him called IDK.
Chillin' on the sofa, sofa. Should've met when sober, sober. Feelings getting colder, colder. Can't help but think it's over, over. Chillin' on the sofa, sofa. Should've met when sober, sober. Feelings getting colder, colder. Can't help but think it's over, over.
Is it my fault, is it yours? My treasure in tears. My fault, cause I move on like you won't disappear. I'm just a little bug, think of hitting you up. Maybe we could just fuck. But these late nights see the complications. Say goodbye to all good relations. I'm fucked up, but don't call me crazy, no baby. Bringing up some light shit just to break the silence. Like, how's it going? Hope you're doing well in college. And I can't shake the way I felt when you were smiling. But I can't seem to find the reason why you're frowning. People change and we know love don't last forever. But while you're in it, you can find nothing better. You made me feel some type of way, but now do I feel the same? Is this just another phase I decay? Tell me what's going on with you. Why you looking so blue? What the fuck did I do? I decay. Chilling on the sofa, sofa. Should've met when sober, sober. Feelings getting colder, colder. Can't help but think it's over, over. Chilling on the sofa, sofa. Should've met when sober, sober. Feelings getting colder, colder. Can't help but think it's over, over. 난 너무 옛날 간절한 뭔가. Cupid missed the shot, but the antagonist is bullseye. Louis saying a whole guy. My eyes are so dry. Something else on my mind. All a waste of my time. Puzzle piece got me scared at night. Nobody by my side, go for the slim inside. I'm traumatized, she want a better life. I give a paradise. 隣同士も似合わない。ずれた世界噛み合わない。一人笑えば一人笑わない。笑みがこぼれても苦笑い。Feel some type of way, but now do I feel the same? Is this just another phase I decay? Tell me what's going on with you. Why you looking so blue? What the fuck did I do? I decay.
Feels it way.
good friend Mike Rogers. That was the Tomboys with Vilgilia from their Now and Run EP. The Kobe-based four-piece band started as a cover group called No Name in 2011, playing renditions of South by Southwest alumnus The Goju Kaitans and Scandal. In 2016, the group was reborn as the Tomboys and recorded their first songs in Britain with the aid of Sex Pistols member Glenn Matlock. Now following in the footsteps of their heroes, the Tomboys will be playing South by Southwest on March 20th at Elysium at 12 a.m. Gaining attention in the U.S., Russia, and their native Japan, the Hokkaido-based Cult, spelt with a V, not with a U, has been making waves ever since winning a stage spot at the iconic Summer Sonic Festival. They'll be at Esther's Follies on March 21st at a yet-to-be-determined time. This is their latest single entitled Falling Apart.
Wishing I could move on and go now. Been trying, but I can't seem to get over it. These thoughts in my brain won't get out of my head. Now I'm alone in my bed. I'm drinking trees again.
Another retro gaming podcast.
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Yeah.
Club with Pink Yellow Blues, inspired by 90s grunge rock. The Sapporo native band has played at Summer Sonic and won the grand prize at the My Navi Unconfirmed Festival 2019, as well as gained attention from their support set with the band Starcrawler. You can catch Sullivan's Fun Club at Elysium on March 20th at 7:30 p.m. and also on the 21st at 6:45 p.m. at Hotel Vegas at Volstead. Right now, we've got the American-Japanese duo of Takumi and Mei, better known as Mirror, which is spelled with three R's instead of two. The house and rap-infused sounds can be heard on March 16th at Swan Dive at 9 p.m. This is the title track of their recent EP called Never Fall in Love.
I know I don't want anything serious. I know you don't want anything serious. I know you're not looking for love out here in the city, in the city. I know you're not looking for love out here in the city, in the city. Okay, baby, why you gotta look so good? You know a young boy just trying to be good. Okay, baby, why you gotta look so bad with all them hips and all
the Mike Rogers Show, coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgald. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
Thank you.
some badass jazz in the form of Triforth from their album Jack in the Box. That was Bandwagon. Since 2006, Triforth have raised the coolest of chaos sounds across Japan, France, and Denmark. And now they finally make their mark in America with the aid of South by Southwest. You can catch Triforth at Elysium on March 20th at 8:20 p.m. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bass Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. This year, after taking an unfortunate break in 2019, Japan Night celebrates their 25th anniversary with a few shows across the country. The tour, of course, kicks off at South by Southwest at the Elysium on March 20th with the bands Kyoso Neko Kami, Uchikubi Gokuman Dokokai, The Tomboys, Triforth, Haru Nemori, and X-Girl. Then the tour hits the road with Kyoso Neko Kami, Uchikubi Gokuman Dokokai, The Tomboys, and Triforth, starting at New York City's famed Knitting Factory on the 22nd and Chicago's Chop Shop on the 24th. Sadly, Triforth will part ways after that gig, but the other three bands will continue onwards on March 26th at the B-Side House of Blues in Las Vegas. They will then wrap up the tour with two California gigs, the first on March 25th in LA's Hi-Hat and the 29th at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. For more information on Japan Night, visit facebook.com/japannight and sxsw.com. Many thanks to Audrey Kimura for sending down the bands playing at this year's Japan Night events. Seriously, without her hard work, I would never have discovered the vast music world that Japan has to offer. She handed me a golden ticket to this amazing sound, and I've hopefully kept on returning the favor by introducing all of you listeners to what the Japanese music scene has to offer. Our final band on this special South by Southwest 2020 episode goes by the name Kyoso Neko Kami, whose mixed rock sounds have filled many clubs and festivals across Japan. They make their American debut at South by Southwest on March 20th at Elysium at 11 p.m. From their album Judai de Dashi Takata, here are Kyoso Neko Kami with DQN Naritai, Yonjudai Shinitai. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston or Austin to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Down there. のたまり場ではないぜ。
I done screwed up. One final band from Japan somehow slipped the cracks of my attention, and I'm coming to you right here, right now, to fix that error. The legit last band you'll be hearing is the Tokyo-based Chihiro Yamazaki plus Route 14 band, who've played South by Southwest a few times in years past. They'll be at the Elephant Room at 1 a.m. on March 19th. From their EP Ain't No Distance, here are Chihiro Yamazaki plus Route 14 Band with Ready for the Party.
Just hit the floor.
Shake your body, shake your body. One more time, yo, here we go.
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.